Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Kelayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tess, and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basfar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezber, and Spire, Rachel. They should be gebenched with Zer Shal Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Tess says, Harotza Lasa Sadeu Karachas Karachas Mikol Min. A person wants to make his field patches of different types. So this person wants to divide his field into different patches, and he wants to plant different types in each patch. The Mishnah tells us, if he has a field that's the size of a beis saw, he could divide it into 24 separate patches. Mikarachas lebeis roiva. Each karachas, each patch, is the size of a roiva, which means you could plant a quarter of a kav in this patch, and each patch is going to come out to be a square, which is about 10 by 10 amos. So he has 24 equal squares that are about 10 by 10 amos each. He's allowed to plant whatever type he wants inside each of these squares. He could plant barley, wheat, potatoes, carrots, cucumbers, whatever he wants. He can plant whatever he wants in each square. And that's even if that which is planted in square one is right next to square two and there's no space in between them. That's because it's very clear that these are individual fields. It's like an individual mini field of 10 by 10 amos, and there's no problem of kelayim. Tanakhama continues, let's say he didn't divide his field into 24 equal sections. He just has a big field, which let's say has wheat planted in it, and haisa karachas achas eshtaim, and he has one or two patches in this field that don't have anything planted in them. Zayrin chardol, so he's allowed to plant mustard in those patches. But shalosh, if he has three patches right next to each other, lo yizra chardol, he shouldn't plant mustard in them, mibneshi niris kastei chardol, because that looks like a whole field of mustard, and then it looks like he has a field of mustard planted in a field of wheat, and that's an issue of kelayim. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. So Rav Meir is very makel. Rav Meir says, you're allowed to take a big field of a beis saw, divide it up into 24 equal squares of 10 by 10, and plant 24 different types inside. Now, they say, teisha karachas mutaris. You're only allowed to plant in 9 of those squares. Eser asurais. 10 squares, you're not allowed to plant in. And why is that? Because the Chachamim hold that in between each square that you're planting in, you have to leave a square which is unplanted, which is empty, because you have to clearly divide in between one type and another type. And if you have 24 equal squares, then you're only going to be able to end up planting in 9 of them, leaving the squares in between empty. Now, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is much more machmir. He says, afilu kol sadehu beis kar, even if your entire field is a beis kar, which means you could plant 30 sa'a in this field. It's a gigantic field. Lo yasa b'seicha, chutz mikarachas achas, you're only allowed to plant one thing inside this field, not more than that. And the Rav tells us, we don't know why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is so machmir. Now, Mishnah Yod continues explaining Shitas Chachamim. Remember, the Chachamim said that when you have these 24 squares in your field, you're only allowed to plant in every other one, and you have to leave a square completely unplanted. But now the question is, how do you chashbin what's considered a square of unplanted land? The Mishnah tells us, kol shehu b'soich beis roiva, anything which is inside this square, which is going to be left unplanted, oile b'midas beis roiva, it counts as part of the square of unplanted land. Even if it's impossible to plant in that section anyway. You might say, well, what do you mean? If I can't plant here anyway, because let's say there's a rock here, maybe it's not counted as part of the minimal amount of space that has to be left unplanted. And the Mishnah is about to tell us that it doesn't make a difference. As long as this section remains unplanted, even though I'm unable to plant there, because physically there's something stopping me from planting there, or perhaps there's some other reason why I'm not able to plant there, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it remains unplanted, it's considered an unplanted square. And the Mishnah gives a few examples. Achilas hagefen, that which a grapevine needs for its sustenance, we know that 6 tfachim around every grapevine has to remain unplanted because that's necessary for the proper growth of the vine. V'hakever, if there's a grave inside this section of land which you're going to remain unplanted, or v'hasela, if there's a rock there. So in all these scenarios, you're not able to plant in this area anyway. Nonetheless, oilin b'midas beis roiva, they count as part of that beis roiva of land that has to remain unplanted. And now the Mishnah tells us how much space has to be left in between two different types that are being planted in the same field. Tvua b'tvua, if you want to plant two different grains in the same field, beis roiva. you have to leave a space of a base raiva, which again we said is 10 by 10 amos. That space has to be left in between these two types of grain. Yarek b'yarek, let's say you're planting two types of vegetables next to each other. Shisha tfachim, you have to leave 6 tfachim in between these different vegetables. Tvua b'yarek, yarek b'tvua. What about if you want to plant grain next to vegetables, or vegetables next to a field of grain, base raiva, so then we're machmir, you have to leave a base raiva of space. Now Rabbi Eliezer says, yarek b'tvua, if you want to plant vegetables next to grain, shisha tfachim, you only have to leave 6 tfachim. Since the new type that I'm adding is vegetables, and when I plant vegetables next to vegetables, I only have to leave 6 tfachim. So when I plant vegetables next to grain, I also only have to leave 6 tfachim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.